الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، is a thought-provoking article and we should try and take it to heart and pay attention. It is very important that we not just listen to it and take it that we got some more information, knowledge, but that we get concerned about ourselves. This is from NASA, the organization that with regard to all the movement of the sun, the moon, the stars, etc. The sun rising from the west, that which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a day will come when one day the sun will rise from the west. Usually now the sun rises from the east. And when the sun will rise from the west, that will be the biggest sign of Qiyamah. And after that, the doors of Tawbah will be closed. Then Tawbah will not be accepted from any person. And the other Tawbah is when the clear signs of Maut come on a person. Sakarat overtakes and he sees the clear signs of Maut, then Tawbah is not accepted. So the whole object of this is that we make our Tawbah before those times. And we don't know when that will happen, so we must not delay. Make Tawbah. And Tawbah is not just the words, but the change of our life. That we turn towards righteousness. This article says, get ready, be prepared. Please read, very interesting article. The Science of Astronomy states that the speed of planet Mars has been decreasing in its course towards the eastern direction in the few past weeks. This was in 2004. To the level we notice the waver between the east and the west. This is their report. And on Wednesday, the 30th of July, 2004, the planet movement stopped going towards the eastern direction. That is for planet Mars. Then in the month of August and September, Mars changed its course in the opposite direction to the west. And that until the end of September, which means the sun will rise now from the west on Mars. So on these other planets it has happened already. The sun has risen from the opposite direction. And we don't really need all this. We need our yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this also shows the complete knowledge of deen, even with regard to all astronomy. All what scientists are doing, they are just finding out what was found out already. What was stated already, they're just finding it out. For them, they are unbelievers, but the sad part is ours. We have yaqeen on this when the scientists prove it. But what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, what the Quran Sharif says, that unfortunately we don't have that yaqeen. We get convinced when the scientists say it. We must be completely convinced what they say means nothing to us. What Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul, our deen, says. And this weird phenomena of the opposite movement called retrograde motion. Most scientists state that all the planets will go through the same, once at least, and our planet Earth is one of them, no exception. According to their finding also, they find that this will definitely happen on planet Earth also. Planet Earth will move in the opposite direction someday, and the sun will rise from the west. This might occur soon, and we are unaware. And we should remember that when that happens, the doors of Tawbah are closed. Still, we'll carry on with namaz, even making Tawbah, but now the doors of Tawbah will be closed. The rise of the sun from the west is mentioned in the hadith. And this is the major sign of the day of Qiyamah. Most if not, all the minor signs have occurred. Wake up. We see already what is happening in the world. The signs right in Makkah Sharif. Now with this robot they're going to bring. That's the idol which they're going to bring in. So all these idols also were told they will come back in the Kaaba again. So all these things are clearly we can see, and still if we're not changing our lives, we still carrying on with in our way, then Allah have mercy on us. And the akhirat is the real life. This dunya is nothing whatsoever. Nothing in joy and pleasure, nothing in difficulty and hardship. The life is the life of the akhirat. That is reality. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the signs of the hour, the sun will rise from the west, where no longer tawbah, forgiveness will be granted. And the strange thing, most of our Sharia scholars mention that the rise of the sun from the west occurs only once on that one day. The sun will rise from the west, then again from the east. And things will continue normal again after that. And continue until Allah wishes. And this is similar to what is happening to Mars. This was in 2004, 22 years ago, roughly. It stops, then it changes its course of direction for a short period of time, then returns to the way once it was. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I memorized from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a hadith. I will never forget. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the first ayat to come is the rise of the sun from the west. The major ayat. And the messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala places his hand, stretches out his hand at night, to give the sinners of the day. And he stretches out his hand in the morning to forgive the sinners of the night. All this happens. But when the sun will rise from the west, then that will be stopped. Now the people won't be forgiven anymore. And of course before that, individually everyone, when his takarat comes on him. This piece of news is very important, as it brings with it a great sign of warning and remembrance of the coming of a new world. This new world order, we don't have to worry so much. That is the real, that new world order there. What is going to happen here, there? The world of the year after. And it is also good material for calling others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether for Muslims, the unwary of us, or the kuffar. When we show this hadith that was told 1400 years ago about this miracle, you will see inshallah a lot of people will enter this beautiful religion, and the Muslims, if they see this phenomena happening in Mars, who knows, maybe it would bring them closer to our Creator. May Allah Ta'ala keep all of us in the right path and provide us with the success of this world as well as the year after. So it is a real thing that we should take note of and use it for ourselves firstly. And then all our friends, family, especially who of us who are unmindful and we are not paying attention to our deen as what is required from us. And at whatever level of deen we are in, there is no limit to it. It just carries on. In the Quran Sharif, as we had explained, Allah Ta'ala says that man ja'a bil hasanati, a person who comes with a good deed. And for that is first whatever rukawat, impediments, blockages there are to do amal, we make dua to Allah and we make effort to remove them. Whether it's our laziness, unmindfulness, engagement in other things, whatever. And then in doing the amal also, all the things that are not correct. We are all making namaz, but how many of us are concerned that is my namaz correct or not? The acceptance is still afterwards, but is my namaz correct or not? If there is no namaz, that is even worse. If there is namaz, but is my namaz correct or not? And so many aspects to see. Our niyat, our istinja, wudu, so many things to see, outward postures, and then where after it is done, whether it is accepted, we have to plead to Allah to accept it. Nothing is binding on Allah Ta'ala. And when it is accepted, then it must be preserved till the time that we go to Allah Ta'ala. We mustn't lose it on the way. And it was the same in the same ayat, which normally we don't focus on. There is another great hope for us. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. That a person who comes with his guna. In other words, there is a clear indication, just as your good deeds can be lost on the way, your bad deeds, Allah has left the door open to completely change them. That you could have done the worst gunas of the whole world, but you just make tawbah and they are all cancelled. And not only cancelled, but when a person does according to Allah Ta'ala what he wants from us, then Allah Ta'ala changes those gunas into good deeds. The big gunas also, Allah changes them into big good deeds. So we are so fortunate. So there is no, we don't have to lose hope. We must be careful on the one side, and there is no need whatsoever to lose any hope. That no matter a person committed what terrible gunas, but illa man tab wa amana, brings iman properly, wa amila amalan salihan, and does good deeds, fa ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyiatihim hasanat. These are those people that Allah will turn around, change all the bad deeds into good deeds. So how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. So amongst good deeds there are many. Also, we'll just repeat that beautiful hadith which Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has quoted. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has quoted it. That amal that we do, our actions, good actions, and we did them with ikhfa, hiding away, so that nobody knows about it, and with ikhlas, with sincerity also. But then after some time, a person speaks about that amal of his for good reasons, and still it is acceptable, but now it's no more recorded as ikhfa, hidden amal. Now it is izhar, an open, public amal now. And that is also nothing wrong. We all make our namazes, faraz namazes, in public, and we're not allowed actually to make it in private. We have to make it in public, so nothing, and it must be done with sincerity. But to protect an amal, and even more superior, especially the nawafil, not especially, but all nawafil, to do them hidden, so that people don't know about it. But when a person speaks about it, now in your record of deeds, it's transferred from that ikhfa, hidden, to izhar, that it was done publicly now. And when a person speaks about it, to let people know, and to like show off, now from that ikhlas, it is now moved to the record of riya, of show. You did it properly with sincerity. Like the common example we give, that haji who made three hajj, in those days when hajj was so difficult, and when he told his khadim, his son, give the visitors that have come from my third hajj, zamzam of my third hajj. And his object was to make it known that I am a triple haji. So in that one sentence, three hajj sawab he destroyed. So we have to be very, very careful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Of the great amal of, there are plenty, all what are sawabi jariya, all our actions, they are all the storages of the akhirat. Particularly what has been referred to is the amal which are known as baqiyatu salihat. Those amal whose rewards remain forever. Amongst baqiyatu salihat, mufassirin have written the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. So these are very valuable. We should try and read them 100 times every day. The minimum, we should try and read them 100 times. The similar words have come in Tasbihat-e-Fatimi also. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. The Tasbihat that we read after Fajr, after Asr normally. And also the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Subhanallah bi hamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim. It is also the same three words, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. These are extremely valuable. Last week we explained to a little extent that Haji Farooq Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, how he explained the beauty of this word, the value of it. That in order for this dunya things, planting a tree, anything, so difficult, setting up your business, and then running your business all the time, how much of effort there is. But Subhanallah, that the reward of it is so much more greater. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and so easy, and the whole of deen Allah has made to acquire deen, very, very simple, very easy, and the rewards are unimaginable. What is technology? What is all the things of this dunya? What Allah has given, the rewards are much, much more greater. So when Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that I'll give you something which is more valuable than a helper in the house. So then she asked for it. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, read 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar after the Faraz namazes. And that is a practice that we do after Fajr and after Asr. Hopefully the whole Ummah does that. And many places we find, especially after Asr, people just jump up. The second salam is not finished, but people are so much in a hurry. Also, Juma, after the Faraz of Juma, those namazes are so valuable. And there, after Juma, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who will read, Subhanallahi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. 100 times, 100,000 of his gunas will be forgiven. Just by reading, Subhanallahi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. And we can sit and read it in the masjid or even while returning, going back to our work, home, wherever. And 100,000 of his sins will be forgiven, 24,000 sins of his parents will be forgiven. So it is something that we should not be missing out. We should take advantage of all these great, great things. So we read this, and so if a person will read it after Fajr, after Asr, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam advised Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to read it to read this tasbihat before going to bed. So if you read it before going to bed, so you have planted 100 trees in Jannat. And those trees are so tall, so high, that the shadow of it, the person on a fast horse, if he travels for 100 years in one narration, 500 years in another narration, he won't cover the shade of that tree. So such a big tree. And it is a rule of agriculture, of planting, when trees grow so high, when you're planting, you don't plant them next to one another, because they're going to spread out so much. So you have to allow so much space. So to fit in 100 trees, so in other words, you have extended your plot of Jannat, where so many trees, 100 trees can fit in, just by reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33, 34 times. And the trees of this dunya, we don't know whether they will grow or they will die. And maybe we die before they grow, the tree we have planted. And if they bear fruit also, normally once a year. But those trees, their fruit will be continuous. And this tree, we plant fruit, and then you still have to go and pick the fruit. Or you have to get somebody, you'll have to pay that person. All, and then you have to pack that fruit. The fruit of Jannat will come down to you. Whenever you want to, the fruit will come down to you. And immediately, it will be replaced with another fruit. The fruit of Jannat will be such, you take one bite, the enjoyment, the whole world's enjoyment can't come anywhere near it. And the next bite you take will be even more delicious, more than the previous. Yeah, in this world, many times you're enjoying your apple, but when you come to the core, it was rotten. And suddenly, that bitterness comes in your mouth. And all that enjoyment you had is lost. There are many fruits, a plum, you enjoy it, but when you eat the peel, it is bitter. The enjoyment is lost. Lot of the fruits. How many fruits you eat, and a very delicious fruit, very sweet, and you're enjoying it. You want to take your next bite, and you see a worm there. Now you are worried how many worms you have eaten already. The fruit of Jannat you will eat, and as you bite, and you see a Hurul Een will come out. And if you are thinking, you have a scientific mind, how can that Hur be existing? Where does the oxygen come? Just as that worm, where does the oxygen come? Allah's Qudrat that is above everything, Allah nourishes that. So the things of Jannat are far superior. And to earn it with these Baqiyat-i Salihat, so easy to earn it. And then when we read this, which comes in the hadith, a person who will remember me for a little while after Fajr and Asr, I will see to all his needs for the rest of the day. And it appears that it is this little while, not a minute, to read Subhanallah, the Tasbihat-e Fatimi. And when we read this, those 100 trees we have planted, we have made our Jannat more bigger. And also, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that read this is more better than a helper in the house. From there we understand that this gives us our physical strength also. And we also learn that especially for women, they don't have to be going jogging and jumping and all that. That they just do the housework and they read this Tasbihat. They read this Tasbihat, then all what is required from all these other things, everything Allah Ta'ala has given us, our complete deen, which sees to all our needs, even our health needs. If a person, a lady came home, spoke to Appa, and she actually phoned, and she was also saying she does jamming, etc. And but she thinks that she should give that up. And she explained she has got 6 children. With 6 children, what jamming do you need? Running after 6 children and looking after them, all your jogging and jamming and everything is in there. And bringing up your children, what a great ibadah that is. So, and our deen is complete. At one time, I think we mentioned it last week, Maulana of Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Zakaria, who was here, Maulana? Mu'inuddin Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away now. He explained that a woman who does housework when she gets up in the morning, it is the solution for all her health problems, which are particular with women. All the health problems which are with women, just by doing housework, sweeping, washing dishes, etc. That is, the woman should do this. And we find, though there is permission to keep a maid, but we find the queen of Jannat, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she did all her housework by herself, on account of which this great treasure was given to the ummah. She develops blisters on her hand, scars on her body. Her clothes should not remain so clean, doing all this. And who was she? What a great, great, great lady. So we should be proud. And these are the women that we should make our models in our life. Not following all the other filthy, dirty women of the West, non-Muslim women who don't know what istinja also is. They have got no idea of cleanliness also. And we make them our models and we try and follow them. Follow Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So these tasbihat have got great, great value. This value of them, the last two words, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Our Shaykh rahimahumullah, Allah reward Hazrat, explained to us that the meaning of Subhanallah, which the ulama have given, that Subhanallah, what does it mean? We translate it usually that Allah is pure. But what does it mean? وَسَبِّحُ اللَّهُ عَنِ النَّقَائِثِ كُلِّهَا. That I state the purification, the pureness of Allah Ta'ala from any and all types of weaknesses, deficiencies. Allah is pure, and we are stating it. We are not purifying Allah, na'uzu billah, where Allah is completely pure. And pure not only of what we take as wrong things, but pure of weaknesses. No old age comes to Allah. Allah doesn't feel sleepy at any time. Allah doesn't get the flu at any time. Of Allah is pure of all types of weaknesses. When we say in our ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, that Allah Ta'ala is Subhan. We are going down. Allah never goes down. And Allah is that high being that when we go down in ruku and we made our form like a four-legged animal now. And for Allah's sake we did that. Allah is that pure being that He raises you now. Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That we bowed down for Allah's sake, Allah raises us. And when we go in sajda, right down we go. Again we say Subhan. Allah never goes down. And Allah is Rabbi al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala is the highest being. And when we went right down and we lowered our head, and we should not only lower our head without the brains in it. We let the brains are flying around somewhere else. No, lower our head with the brains in it. And with our brains, what we think, whatever I have achieved, I have done, I'm the planner, I'm the man behind the project, I'm everything, that you put down in front of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah raises you. The closest you are to Allah is when you are in sajda. The highest Allah raises you when you lowered yourself to the lowest. And in fact, the masala is that you should feel the hardness of the ground. If it's a very soft thing, like on a godru you're making sajda, and you don't feel the hardness, that sajda is not correct. You should feel the hardness. So in other words, you have gone to the most you could go down. Allah raises you to the highest. And when Allah raises you, where He raises you. So these are very great, great words. We should try and read them without fail. At night before going to sleep, man also should read, woman also should read. It is our strength also, physical strength, spiritual strength also. And then read it after Asr, after Fajr and after Asr as well. And we are encouraged to read it after every namaz. And how long does it take? If we do that, then every day we'll have planted 600 trees of Jannat. And our Jannat will be so much more bigger. And we cannot imagine the extent of it. And Allah's Qudrat is far greater than that also. How much we can build our Jannat, Allah, He builds it and gives it to us much, much more bigger. One time we mentioned this in one place, and the next day, we met a friend, and he said he was making his Zohar Namaz. This was at night we mentioned it. At Zohar Namaz, he said that he was, the Imam wanted to speak to him for something. So he made a sign to the Imam to wait a little bit. After finishing his Tasbihat, he told the Imam then, I was planting my 100 trees in Jannat. I just wanted to complete planting them. And then he spoke to him. So Allah give us that yaqeen. Like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh quotes Hazrat, that I don't start my day's work in the morning. I don't have my breakfast until I don't put 70,000 farishtas on my duty. That is, it comes in the hadith, a person who reads, A'udhu Billahi Sameel Alim 3 times, and then the last 3 ayats of Suratul Hashar in 28 Supara. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Then Allah appoints 70,000 farishtas to make dua for him the whole day. The whole day they are making. And if he happens to die that day, he dies as a shaheed. And if we read it after Maghrib, and from here also, we should try not to delay in reading it after Fajr. So immediately the farishtas are on our duty. After Maghrib we read it, 70,000 farishtas the whole night. We are sleeping, we are dreaming, having wonderful dreams, having nightmares, whatever. But 70,000 farishtas are on our duty. They are making dua for us. And if you happen to die that night, you die as a shaheed. So these are real treasures that we have been given. So these words, Subhanallah, usabbihullah anin naqaisi kulliha. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi mushtamilan alal mahamidi kulliha. And incorporating in them when we say Alhamdulillah, that Allah is completely pure. Alhamdulillah, what all the praises to Allah. All the qualities of praise belong to Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim, that all the greatness belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So when we say this, then we have declared all the greatness for Allah Ta'ala. And in this, when a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazawumullah Khair says, it comes in the hadith, when a person says that Allah is pure of all weaknesses. We can't use the word faults and mistakes and that. Anything, Allah is completely pure. Then Allah says, Jaza'un wifaqa, a like recompense. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan. You said, I am pure, I am pure. Whether you say it or you don't say it. No Nabi, no Wali says it, I am pure. But since you said it, I will purify you now. This is one great way for our spiritual purification also. We all have got our weaknesses. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali himself and many mashayikh, he should say, especially for ladies, the wazifa he should prescribe was only 300 times Subhanallah. By that, Allah will purify us, our habit of backbiting, looking down upon others, weakness in namaz. By the barakat of Subhanallah, Allah will remove all our weaknesses. And then, Alhamdulillah, Allah will now, may Allah say, all praise belongs only to me. Whether you say it or not, but since you said it, I will make the qualities of praise come in you. And now all good qualities, your akhlaq will become good. Everything, all goodness will come. And Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala we declare. Allah will put greatness in you. Yeah, many of us make a mistake and we think that I mustn't be respected. Without respect, no system of the world will go right. If there's no respect in the house, children don't respect their parents. In the classroom, yeah, we are having the majlis. If nobody respects the majlis, all doing their own things. Everything on the road, you don't respect the law. And you do all the opposite things. What will happen? So just by reading this, Allah Ta'ala will give us these great, great qualities also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq not to delay, not to procrastinate. But to start, and the best way to start is to tell others. Then we will do it ourselves. That will also help us to do it ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.